Labour Party conference got underway yesterday. Jeremy Corbyn telling delegates in Brighton that they are a government in waiting. But what about their policy on, guess what, Brexit? I've been speaking to Labour MP Dawn Butler. She's Shadow Secretary of State for Women and Equalities. And I asked her if the details of a Brexit deal might be put to the British public in another referendum.
The thing is, Stephen, I understand how people feel that this has been such a mess and we're supposed to, as you know, be out of the EU by next year. You know, we're supposed to be out of the EU by 2019, not next year, 2019. We're supposed to be out of the EU. So I can understand the frustration that people are feeling. And the cry of people saying, well, actually, we want to decide on the deal or we want another referendum.
And will you give them that option?
I can totally understand where people are coming from.
So if you can understand it, are you ruling it out? Or is it at least up for consideration? If you understand it, why would you rule it out?
Right. We have no plans to have a second referendum. So there are no plans to have a second referendum.
I've been at this game 20...
Dawn,
one second.
I understand.
I've been at this game 20 years. When politicians say we have no plans to do something, it means that they might do it. Okay? No plans. I have no plans to be 12 stone. I might be. All right? Who knows?
Are you not 12 stone?
I'm 20 stone. That shows you how far away I am from that. So just to be clear, if you understand the frustration there is in this country, when the details of this deal are understood, is Labour currently saying there is no way that there will be a second referendum, or is it still at least an option?
Okay, so what I can say to you is this. The position where we're at today, and Keir Starmer has just been absolutely phenomenal in his dissecting of what's needed in terms of our exiting the EU. He's taken it, you know, bit by bit, piece by piece. He said, this is where we need to be. And from day one, he took time to look at the details.
So when I
say to you that there's no plan to have a second referendum, I'm afraid that's all you're going to get from me, because there's a process that's going to be gone through. Now, I can't say to you, oh, yes, well, it might change there, it might change there. We're not doing the negotiations. If we were in government and doing the negotiations, I could possibly say, well, you know, there might be a plan. But all I can say to you is that as a government in waiting, this is the position that we've got to. And we have to be very sensible about what we do, because we're currently setting the agenda.
But if you're currently
leading the way.
So I think we've got somewhere. So if you're setting the agenda, as you claim, and you're a government in waiting, as you say you are, then it is an impossibility. There will not be a second referendum. So Brexit is definitely happening, no matter what that deal looks like. If it's the worst deal possible for this country, if Labour were to be in power, they would still leave the European Union, correct?
Okay, so if it was the worst deal possible for this country, we would vote against it on the floor of the House,
because we've already said
that the deal needs to come to the floor of the House. So if it's the worst deal possible, we would say no to that deal.
And
on
what
the
would
floor
happen
of
then?
The House. Well, if some Tories vote with us, so if seven Tories vote with us, then it wouldn't go through.
And what about the result of the
and
referendum?
And then they'd have to go back to the drawing board, and they'll have to do better.
And what if Europe said, sorry, that's all you're getting? If the EU said that, what would happen?
Well, the other member states could turn around and say, well, we've had enough of you and your useless negotiation skills and, you know, Boris Johnson and Theresa May and David Davis, and we just want you out and kick you out. So, you know, they could do that because, you know, there's 27 of them and they could turn around and do that unanimously. It's, you know, that's how it works.
You say the Tories are in disarray. Of course, we have Julie Ward.
They're in complete disarray.
Yeah, but and yet we had Julie Ward from your party saying a second vote is important. And she said that Labour haven't made a decision on a second vote yet, that this will be discussed at the conference. And you're telling me Labour has made a decision. But I guess, to be fair to you, let's concentrate on what you've said. So let's listen to what you said about Brexit on Question Time on the 14th of September.
But, Dawn, there's some confusion about what Labour
There's actually no confusion. We've been... I'll clear it up. You've been very clear from the start. The thing is that I'm going to tell you what our policy has always been. So we've said we want a jobs Brexit. That's always been in concrete. We want a Brexit that's good for the country. What we don't want is for, and what we're seeing, is businesses being forced over this cliff. It's like the government's running to this cliff edge to jump over. We're saying, what's the transitional arrangement?
Do you want to be in the single market or not? Do you want a single market deal or not? Because... McDonald says it's not right to go in the single market. Corbyn says that's what we want, kind of single market. That's what I'm getting at.
No. We've decided that we want to be in the single market and the customs union during this transitional period for as short as necessary but as long as possible. So while we're negotiating, we need to make sure that we have some stability in what we're talking about.
What do you make
It's a very clear and sensible position to be in.
It's
so clear, Dawn, that I want to ask you more about it. So when McDonald
But can I just say something before you go into that? I said that at question time, and then Theresa May went and said that in Florence. Do you not understand that we're setting the agenda? She's the Prime Minister. She's supposed to be going out negotiating. And, I mean, I'm pleased she's taken a steer from us, but really she just handed us the reins, really, and just let us get on with it.
Here's the problem. Your Shadow Chancellor, if you're a government in waiting, doesn't think it's right to be in the single market, while you're saying it's Labour's policy that you want to be in the single market. How's that not a party in disarray?
It's not, because we are agreed that this is our policy.
Your Shadow Chancellor has said it's not right to go in the single market.
Yeah, but if you say to him, do you agree that we should have this transitional period and we should be in the single market for as short as possible or as long as necessary, he would say yes.
What does that mean?
There's sometimes...
By the way, that's a contradiction of what you've said earlier. It's not as short as possible and as long as necessary. You said the opposite the last time. You said as short as necessary, but as long as possible.
Well...
So which is it? How can I understand it if you can't?
Well, what I'm saying is that we'll stay in the single market for as long as we need to be in the single market. Theresa May has said that's
going to be... So that's as long as necessary,
is it? That's going to be 2 years. Yes, because you know what? When I say to you that we want a jobs first Brexit and that's in concrete, what I'm saying is, I used to be a negotiator for, you know, that used to be my job, used to be my bread and butter, is that you put something in concrete, this is what we want, and sometimes your plans are in sand. So sometimes you move your plans around for order to you to get to what it is you want that's
but
in
you've
concrete.
But you've told us on question time in September that you want the UK to be in the single market for as short as necessary. Tonight you're telling us you want us to be in the single market for as long as necessary.
Essentially I'm kind of saying the same thing.
How is as short as necessary and as long as necessary the same thing? How is as short as possible? Here's the better question. How is as short as possible and as long as possible the same thing?
Okay, so, all right. So let's just, because you are making it sound extremely confusing, and I apologise if I've, you know, said my words one way around. But what I'm saying is this, okay, that it's a transitional period. So during that transitional period, we will be in the single market. Is that clear?
Long term, do you want to be in the single market?
No. Long term, we're going to be leaving.
But do you want this country out of the single market?
During the transitional period, and the transitional period means that it's not indefinite, it means it's transitional, we will be in the single market.
But doesn't Jeremy Corbyn want us in the single market?
I do really want to clear this up because otherwise we're just going to get confused every time we have an interview. But I'm hoping that that's now clear, what I'm saying.
Well... Let's make it clear by saying it again. In the context of Jeremy Corbyn has said he wants this country to remain in the single market. The last time I looked, he was the leader of the Labour Party. So what's your policy on remaining in the single market? Corbyn wants us to remain. Do you?
We are going to remain in the single market for the transitional period. That is the Labour policy.
The question is long term, after the transitional period.
Well, after the transitional period, we won't be in the single market because it's a transitional period. So for that transitional period, for that term that the transitional period has been established, we will be in the single market.
What about the customs union?
The customs union is something that hasn't been fully established in terms of what negotiations will need to be made.
Now, what's Labour's policy on the customs union?
Well, the customs union, as I said, at the moment is that we will remain in the customs union, but there needs to be negotiations around the customs union. So it needs to be, how do we get the benefits that we currently have in the customs union? And is there a way for us to maintain benefits of the customs union? So that is still being...
So that is still being discussed.
And the important
within your party?
Thing, the important thing...
Within your party, you mean?
Yes, within the party.
I thought you said you were a government ready. Dictating the agenda, ready for government.
I said, yes, we are. Listen, our policy is a lot clearer than the Tory party's policy. I can tell you that.
I'm asking about the Tory party.
It is absolutely. So you can't even have this discussion with the Tories, but you can have the discussion with me because we have been setting the agenda.
Of course I can have it with the Tories.
So we are absolutely the government in waiting.
Well, if you're
no
the
doubt about it.
Okay.
And, let me tell you something.
Stephen,
hang on a minute, Stephen. If we were the government in waiting, we would have all the resources at our fingertips. I've been in government. I know that you have civil servants, you have all the paperwork in front of you, and you can make concrete decisions. When you're in opposition, you have to work twice as hard to get less information. And that's why I say that Keir Starmer has done a phenomenal job. So, you know, you can pressure Labour politicians, but don't forget, and that's your job,
I'm not cool. I'm not pressuring you.
That's not a problem.
I'm not pressuring you. You're saying you've got a clear policy around Europe. So I'm asking you, let me focus the question. I'll give you a good shot
there. I'm saying it's not a problem.
Okay.
But do not say that we are not a government in waiting when we have been setting the policy. Well, do not say we are not a government in waiting when Theresa May, you know, over a year down the line, says that we said on day one.
Okay, so let me come back to the question. A lot of words there. Many people might agree with you. But let's focus this question. After the transitional period, is it the current Labour Party policy that somehow the United Kingdom remains in the customs union?
We want to have the benefits that we currently enjoy in the customs union.
Do we remain in the customs union or not?
Okay, so what you're getting hung up on are labels, right?
I think it's a pretty simple question.
What you're getting hung up on labels. So let me try and find another way to explain it to maybe
how about just answering
have a less
cover it.
But I did. I answered it and then you asked me the question
again.
Well,
let me ask you again because it's
clear,
Don't find a different way. Just say yes or no. So after the transitional period, is it current Labour Party policy? Well, enjoying the benefits could be a new negotiation with the country outside the customs union. And you would negotiate on that basis.
Could be.
So that could be. So for the benefit of everyone listening tonight, is it the Labour Party policy that after the transitional period, this country remains in the customs union? Yes or no?
So, Stephen, you're fixated on titles and labels.
You don't know.
What I'm trying to do...
You don't know, or you'd answer it.
Can you listen to my answer, please? What I'm saying is we are fixed on the outcomes, not the structures. So what I'm saying to you is, and let me just try and explain it, please, let me try and explain it in a different way. So you might be a member of a gym. Yeah, you talked about not being 12 stone. So you might be a member of a gym, right? You might have to no longer be a member of that gym. So you might then look at, how can I get the benefits of that gym without being a member of that particular gym?
So will we not be a member of the customs union? What's your policy?
You might not be a member of the gym.
What's your policy?
You might not be a member of the gym, but you might be able to get the benefits. You might be able to still enjoy some of the benefits.
But you would know if you'd left the gym or not.
The gym.
You'd know if you want. If you want to use the gym analogy, you know, a 16-year-old.
Don't confuse my very simple analogy, because I won't forgive you if you try and confuse my very simple analogy.
Well, if you want to use the gym analogy.
It's a very simple analogy.
Well, you used it. A 16-year-old who is a member of a gym, who is ending their membership at the end of the year, knows whether they're going to continue it or not. So to use your analogy, is Labour going to continue to be a member of the customs union if you had the say-so or not?
Okay. So can you still enjoy the outcome? So you might, for instance, run on a treadmill on that gym. So you won't have access to that treadmill.
It's just ridiculous that the country can't get an answer from an opposition party, isn't it?
You might be able to run around the park and get the benefits. So it's structures, it's outcomes, not structures.
Okay.
I'm just trying to get you to get your head around what it is that our policy is.
You don't know your policy.
No, you don't want to hear what I'm saying.
I'm
listening. It's a big difference.
I'm listening.
It's a huge difference. You just don't want to hear what I'm saying. It's a huge difference. You don't even, you're not even trying to think outside of the box to what you're fixated on. You're fixated on the structure, and I want you to think about the outcomes. It's a sensible approach that the Labour Party is taking. It's a constructive, sensible approach, grown-up approach that the Labour Party is taking. And all I'm asking you to do is consider what we're saying. That's all I'm asking you to do, is to consider what we're saying. Focus on the outcomes, not the structure.
I've enjoyed talking to you tonight, Tom. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you.
Pleasure. Bye-bye.